What are you doing to yourself if you are constantly changing the natural speed of things? We would never do this to animal sounds. That would be weird. Like, we wouldn't speed up a dog's bark. We wouldn't speed up a horse's... What's the name of the horse sound? I don't know. We wouldn't speed up bird sounds. Of course, I understand that's different. But think about it for a second, how weird that would be. And yet we do it to other humans. And yet we do it to our own communication.
Welcome to the Sound of You podcast. This is a space where we have inspiring, thoughtful conversations about the voice, about healthy self-expression, and all things spirituality and personal growth. My name is Friederike, I am your host, and I am so excited that you're here. Let's get started.
Everybody, welcome back to the Sound of You podcast. Thank you for letting me drop into your ear today. I just finished watching a more than 2 hour long interview with one of my mentors, Teal Swan, on the Stars and Destruct, I think that's the name, podcast. The interview was amazing. I was hooked. And why would I talk about this? Well, you see in the title that this is about speed. Why or when you should or should not listen at double speed, or 1.5 or 1.2 or whatever. So here's the thing. I've been wanting to share this for a really long time because I do the same thing sometimes. If I want to get information and I have people who tend to speak more slowly than I would prefer, or I'm capable of understanding them when their speaking is sped up, then I will do that. But here's the thing. So I know a lot of very intelligent human beings who tend to do the same thing whenever they listen to anything. So you know that if you're using messenger apps, most of them now have a feature where you can also listen to a message at double speed or 1.5, you know. And here's the thing. So if it is about absorbing information, like pure information at a, let's say, factual level, and if it's about mental understanding of concepts, that's completely fine. Feel free to do it. Feel free to listen to people at speed 25. If you can, you know, absorb the information you need to absorb, that's fine. Do it. However, here is the thing. If you're listening to this podcast, this kind of podcast, which is also about, you know, self-exploration, self-expression, about spirituality, about emotions, about energy, and all these things, there is something very special to the way people speak and the speed in which they express themselves. And I first started noticing this when I was listening to an audiobook of one of my all-time favorite spiritual teachers, who is Eckhart Tolle. I know many people who have told me, I cannot listen to this guy. He speaks so slowly. Plus his very cute German accent, which he's been having for 50 years and never got rid of. And yes, he speaks very slowly. But here's something that I noticed, because I used to also speed up his audiobook. I noticed the difference that it made once I got adjusted to listening to him in his normal speed versus listening to him at double speed, for example, which you can very well do with Eckhart Tolle. It didn't have the same effect on me. It didn't. So when I was listening to the faster version, I did understand what he was saying, and I was mentally understanding, and I found myself agreeing with him, you know, and understanding the constructs and everything that he was sharing. But I noticed that when I was listening to him in his normal speaking, when I really allowed myself to go with his speed, there was an element to the understanding that was below or above and beyond the mental construct. Because I allowed myself to really be carried in his energy. And I was wondering, you know, well, if I'm attending his event, for example, I won't be able to speed up his speaking. I will have to drop in and I will have to allow myself to listen to his specific frequency. And there's a shift that happens because, let's be honest, even though I find his teachings, especially his teachings, incredibly powerful, and I actually feel that his teaching is very unique, but why is his teaching very unique? It's not that it doesn't exist anywhere else. It's in the way that it comes through him. And it's in the way that he is embodying it. And language and the way that he is speaking is a big, big, big part of this. So when you are speeding up people, you are bypassing that. We are listening to these teachings, not just for their content. We are listening to these teachings because they carry a specific frequency. They carry a specific truth that we want to feel in our own bodies. And so the way that a teacher speaks and presents their teaching and their wisdom is part of the embodiment, big part of the embodiment of that specific teaching. So I challenge you. If you're a smart person, and I know I have probably a lot of very smart listeners here, next time you feel tempted, when you listen to a teacher, a mentor, and you want to speed up their podcast, their presentation, whatever it is, if you think there might be something in there for you beyond just the mental understanding of the concepts shared, I challenge you to listen to them in their speed and to really allow yourself to be in that specific energy and to be in that specific frequency. And notice if it doesn't change something for you. With my teacher, with Eckhart Tolle, for me specifically, I noticed a really, really, really big difference. And the same is true for many other, especially spiritual teachers that I follow. So I can speed up things I'm just repeating myself here. I can speed up things where I just want to understand. Yeah, I just want to get the information and be done with it. And then maybe I'll feel into it later. And that's fine. I get the information and my body and my system and everything within me processes this information the way that it's good for me. But if there's something about the person that attracts me, something that they're embodying that maybe I feel like, I want some of this. Something about their life, something about the way that they show up, something about the way that they express themselves is somehow attractive, fascinating, desirable to me. Then I need to really allow myself to be drawn into their frequency by the way that they speak, especially if I only have audio. So I am curious if you listened and if you are someone who tends to speed people up or slow things down. This is another thing, by the way, you know, if you slow things down for a better understanding, that's really different. You know, there's a practical element to that. There's a practical element of wanting to understand something. If maybe your language skills aren't that advanced, that's different. But if it's only to absorb information, challenge that. Challenge that. I think they're two different processes, of course. You know, there's the process absorbing the information and letting your own system do the work with that information. And there's the aspect of that individual that you want to connect with, or that whose frequency you want to bathe in, right? Two elements. So I challenge you, even in personal interactions, by the way, I know people who tell me that they listen to their own friends' messages at double speed all the time. I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Again, if it's about the information, fine. But there is always more. There is always more than just the information shared. It's really important. Wow, now I'm getting these downloads here. Whew, I'm just receiving something. So here's the thing. Okay, listen, I'm receiving this as I'm speaking. If, for example, let's speak for myself. I don't do this, but let's assume I did. If I speed up my friends' messages, first, what does that mean about me? Maybe it means I'm smart, I'm able to absorb information fast. It could also mean I'm impatient. I'm not listening to this in a moment of time where I actually have the time and conscious attention to focus on that message. And what effect does that have on my normal interactions when I'm constantly speeding up other people? It's not natural, right? So does it have the effect that when I'm then in a real life interaction conversation with a person, I get really impatient, even more impatient maybe than I already am? And number two, what am I doing to my own natural flow of energy? Now you might say this is more natural to me because I understand fast. So of course I have to listen fast. Well, you're still a human being, my friend. You're still a human being. You're still in a human body with your senses. And what are you doing to yourself if you are constantly changing the natural speed of things? We would never do this to animal sounds. That would be weird. Like, we wouldn't speed up a dog's bark. We wouldn't speed up a horse's, what's the name of the horse sound? I don't know. We wouldn't speed up bird sounds. Of course, I understand that's different. But think about it for a second, how weird that would be. And yet we do it to other humans. And yet we do it to our own communication, our own natural flow of expression. Now, I have to admit, for example, in Europe, there's this thing about Switzerland, and especially Switzerland is known for people speaking really slowly, at a really slow pace. And I have to admit that it makes me anxious to wait until they finish their phrase. But that doesn't have to do with the other person. That has everything to do with me. And we also say about the Swiss people that maybe they are kind of more connected to nature, right? That they're, you know, floating a little bit more with life and kind of taking things slow and easy. So isn't the way that they speak an expression and a part of that? So when we engage in a conversation, it's how do our energies meet? And I'm pretty sure that a person who normally speaks slowly, if that person keeps interacting with someone who speaks fast, two things will happen. The person who speaks slower will start speaking a little bit faster, and the person who speaks faster will slow down a little bit, and we'll both be just fine. So anyway, I don't want to go on a tangent here. This is about what you perceive of a person when they share their teaching, their whatever it is, just an information for you, maybe from friend to friend, right? This is the way that your friend expresses themselves. So So you're actually doing something really unnatural to them when you speed it up. I wonder how you think and feel about this. Maybe you think this is completely exaggerated. Maybe you're like, oh my God, I never thought about this. I'm really curious to hear from you. Goodbye. You just listened to the Sound of You podcast. And if you want to free your self-expression, be confident in who you are, and release old junk that really doesn't serve you anymore, get in touch with me and join the tribe. Bless this world with the sound of you. My loves, thanks again so much for listening. If you liked this episode and if you like the podcast, please do rate it 5 stars on your favorite app and share the episode with friends or save it on your phone. This will help me make the podcast bigger and make all of my guests bigger, by the way, too. So if that would be really, really awesome thing to do to support. Also, if you want to know more about me or connect with me, feel free to do that on my social media profiles. They are all linked in the show notes, or visit my website at www.thesoundofyou.me.